And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Who here is starting a new diet starting today? You don't have to raise your hands. Many of us, though, yeah, we're thinking, new year, new me, right? Well, how about our spiritual diet? That's pretty important because our hearts end up reflecting what we've been reflecting on, right? That our heart, the character that's formed within us, it ends up being an image of that which we've been consuming. And this past year, we had a steady diet of news, politics, doomsday reports, conspiracy theories, arguing, social media. And what state did that leave our hearts in? Not very good. Like if I reflect on just my past year in review, my heart, it wasn't in the best state. It didn't have the peace of somebody who knows the risen Lord as much as it should have. And so this year, how can I make it better? Well, by fleeing to the protection of Our Lady, the mother that's been given to us, the model that's been given to us in how we can truly do that which we were created to do, which is bring Christ into this world. There's a beauty of the title that we celebrate today, that Mary is truly the mother of God. Now, what does that mean? That she existed before her creator? No, of course not. It means that Jesus, who is truly God and became truly man, chose to come to us through her. He could have chosen another route. He could have just rode in as a fully grown man on a cloud in all glory. But instead, he decided to be dependent on a mere human being for his growth. He depends in the same way on us in his continued mission. He doesn't need any of us, right? He could just speak powerfully and directly to every single heart and convert all people to him. And yet, he in his humility, just as he humbled himself to be born of a virgin, to be completely dependent on Mary to be able to grow and then spread his message, so he continues to be with us. And so this year, will we, like Mary, allow him to grow within us so that then we can give him to the world? Or will we let this year be like last year and end up being consumed by the world? Because we end up being consumed by that which we feed ourselves a steady diet. Okay, so how can we do better? Well, we just follow Mary. She said, Mary. The gospel says, Mary kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. What's my plan? How this year am I going to keep God in my heart and reflect on it? How am I going to keep the mysteries of the faith in mind and in heart so that I can reflect on them? How am I going to give myself a better diet than I had last year, to where I feed on truth rather than lies, to where I focus my attention on the things of the Lord rather than on the things of this world? It's going to look a little bit different for all of us, but I pray that today we can make that resolution to say that following Mary's example, asking for her intercession, we can be filled more and more this year with the living God. So then we can also give to this world that is in desperate need of it, the living God. Now, one bit of practical advice for that. If any of you have the ability to listen to podcasts, a new one just came out today, and it is The Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. Now, Father Mike Schmitz is a very engaging speaker. I think he's been given a special gift from God to be able to really preach the gospel well and in an understandable way. And he's partnered with Ascension Press that puts out a lot of good Catholic content. And now they have a daily Bible in a Year podcast to where he reads a bit of scripture and then explains that bit of scripture. Now, for far too long, far too many of us have said, yeah, someday I'll get to the Bible, someday I'll, but you know, once I start, I get confused and then I get discouraged and so I put it down. I'm sorry, but the excuses are starting to be weaker and weaker. That's a nice thing, 20 minutes each day, to say, you know what, I'm going to listen to scripture and then hear a good explanation of that scripture that I just listened to. And then over the course of this year, I can realize those 20 minutes a day added up. And by the end of it, you can realize, I really know my Lord through the Word of God better this year than I did last. And then that just becomes the beginning of a deeper and ever-deepening relationship with Him. So that's one resource among many. You all have access to Formed, to find some of the resources there. But most basic and more important than any of that is the daily prayer. Because that's where our Lord fills us most directly with His own presence. So today, following the example and asking the intercession of our Blessed Virgin Mother, Mary, we dedicate ourselves to pray each day in this new year, to give God that space and that time in our lives to be able to fill us with more than this world could ever give, so that we, being filled with the Spirit of Christ, can then give that Spirit to a world in desperate need of it.